This is Sarah Weymouth, and welcome to my podcast, where we talk about everything for you to live your best life. And we have a little fun too, from talking about business, marriage, parenthood, money, health, home decor, friendship, beauty, and pop culture. I'm a mother to three, a wife, a successful business owner, and I want to live my highest best self. Follow along as we learn together, grow, teach, because you only get to live one life. Oh, and I promise to dig deeper and to ask the tough questions. This is the Lime Podcast. Hello. I'm sure a lot of you are coming off of spring break. I actually don't know. Everyone does spring break such different times, but we're coming off of our spring break. And it's Monday, so I feel like we're just getting back into the rhythm of life. Also, last Sunday was the time change, which kind of threw me for a loop. And then we went to Arizona, we had the time change, then we came back. I just feel like I'm a little off. I just need to kind of figure it out the next couple days and like dial it back in, you know? But I want to start off by saying congratulations to this podcast. Lime Podcast hit 1 year mark, launched Lime, I think it was the 19th, and today's the 18th. So we're right there. And, you know, it's so funny, when I wanted to do this podcast for a long time, it kind of just seemed like a pointless extra thing to put on my list. And so I just didn't do it for a long time. I thought about doing it 2019 when I had my two stores and I was kind of rocking and rolling in my business. And there's more and more and more people asking me for business advice and, you know, how do you do it all with little kids and a business and whatever? And so that's kind of where it all started from. But then COVID happened in 2020 and my life got literally flipped upside down, which it's actually funny looking back. I'm like, I could have podcasted a lot during that time, just being stuck at home. Yes, I was so busy and overwhelmed with my kids having to do Zoom school and two locations of Lemon with all my employees sheltering in place. And, you know, there was a lot of craziness going on. We were trying to figure out where we were going to move. We were looking to move before COVID happened. So as you can imagine, our plate was just so full. But also, like, thinking back, I'm like, I could have done this in the evenings. A lot of people were just stuck at home, so probably getting guests to come on would have been even easier. Like, it's just, it's funny. But I was overwhelmed and I didn't do it. And then we moved here to the Nashville area and I started business coaching a little bit, and it was kind of just like word of mouth. I did a little bit of like Instagram live videos talking on topics, and people were like, this needs to just be a podcast. And I just kept hesitating. And it annoys me to even say all this out loud because it's so anti my beliefs. I'm the opposite. I'm like, you want to do something, go do it. And you're going to figure it out as you go. I mean, with Lemon, I just did it. I had the idea for Lemon in August. Had the name for Lemon by September, became an official LLC October, and our doors were open for business November. Like, it was very bam, bam, bam. So when I see people think about things, delay, unsure, talk about it for years, it like annoys me to my core, because I'm like, there's nothing to talk about. You're either going to do it or don't do it. Move on. So the fact that I did that with this podcast annoys me, but I think part of it was because this was a passion project and it wasn't income, business, my career, anything to do with my family or anything else. It just felt like I was putting too much on my plate. I think that's what was holding me back, but I was thinking about it so much that I finally was like, screw it. I'm going to do it. So I actually launched this podcast the same time as I was getting ready to reopen Lemon here in the Nashville area. So, and for those that don't know, I had Lemon in California, moved it here because we live here now, and it was the same timing. So it was kind of like rip the Band-Aid off for me. I'm like, I'm already super busy relaunching Lemon here. I might as well just add the podcast in now. No excuses. Let's just do it. And it worked. I mean, I was a little scared because I was like, I'm really spreading myself thin here. But I think honestly in life, it feels so much better to just rip the Band-Aid off and do something than to hesitate and wait. And anytime I've waited to do something, I've regretted it. And anytime I've jumped in and just did something, I've never regretted it. So that's kind of my mindset with life now. So I'm really happy that I finally did this podcast and we are at the 1 year mark, which is crazy because I feel like I've only done like 2 episodes and we're at, you know, almost 50 episodes plus the pop culture episodes that are, I consider separate. They're more just like fun throw-ins. So I don't count those as like episode numbers. I don't know. It just feels good to do it that way. I also feel like this whole podcast is about leveling up. It's for people that want to be their highest self, whether it is business, finance, relationships, health, whatever it is. So like those pop culture episodes are just like more fun or more food for thought or interesting or whatever. It's not necessarily, you know, one of the typical episodes that we would do on here. But I like doing them sometimes. They're fun to do. I think they're fun to listen to. Sometimes we just need something lighthearted that we can listen to when we're on our way to Whole Foods. You know, it's like sometimes I don't want to think about, you know, my nutrients and my business plan. I just want to have some fun. So that's why we throw it in, because I also think for people that are operating at a high level, we also need that relief. And for most of us that are operating at a really high level, we're not turning to alcohol or drugs or junk food or all of these things that are toxic to our bodies. We're turning to things like pop culture episodes, which I think are kind of like the lesser of it all, you know? So that's just kind of how I live my life. And I just want to be true to myself in this podcast. So that's why we do those. I'm also just so amazed and proud of all of the guests that we have had on. I mean, we have had everything from celebrity trainers to makeup artists, photographers. We have talked to nutritionists. We have talked to creators of workouts. We have talked to business owners. I mean, we've done it all. And I'm just excited to see who we get on the podcast this next year and what topics we talk about this next year. And I feel like I've been fairly open and honest and real on here, but I feel like I could be even more in the next year. And I'm a big believer in just being real. Like, I don't feel in any way, shape, or form on this platform that I need to, you know, be careful what I say or whatever. So I don't have to be PC. I don't have to, you know, say things in a way to not offend anyone. At this point in my life, if I offend someone, then this is probably not the platform for you. You know, like, I'm going to be real. I'm going to use, like, for example, the word skinny and fat. I'm not going to shy away from those words where I feel like our society is so scared to say that kind of stuff now. And I just, that's just reality. And we're not going to get away from reality on here. And I think that that is so powerful. I also feel like it has driven me to ask tougher questions to our guests and not tiptoe around things, where I think sometimes I listen to podcast episodes and I'm like, this is so cookie cutter. Like, they're just promoting their new skincare line, and I want more info. So I try to personally do more, and I hope that that's resonating. But I'm also always open to hearing what you guys have to say, good and bad. So I would, you know, the best way to reach me is on Instagram, Nashville Vibing. It's actually Nashville underscore vibing is like the main platform I use for the Lime podcast. And I love to hear from you guys, all the things. You could even just send me like people you want to see on the podcast, or not see, hear on the podcast. You could send me topics you want us to talk about. You could say things that you love or don't love, whatever. Please send me all the things. Okay. I want to get on with this podcast episode, but yay to our 1 year. So we were just spring breaking in Arizona, Scottsdale to be exact, for spring training for baseball. And it was our first time, all of us. It was the kids, me, my husband, my mom, my father-in-law. None of us had ever done spring training. And I kind of went into it blindly. Like, I didn't know anyone close to me that has ever done it. No one really gave us any advice. We just kind of like did a little bit of research and like kind of went for it. We had purchased our tickets ahead of time, which I do recommend, so you can like make a schedule, but you can also buy tickets when you get there because it's spring training. I mean, it's basically preseason, so you're not getting the demand that you would in a normal game. So we got there early on Monday, and we did that on purpose so that we could hit a game Monday. Monday we went to the Angels Rangers game. Rangers won the World Series, if you don't know. So the kids were excited to see them play, and there's a couple players in the Rangers they really like, and a couple, or I think it's just like Mike Trout on the Angels. I don't really know baseball, to be honest. I'm a basketball person, so I kind of like learned a little bit and I went with the flow. But our 9-year-old Mason is obsessed, so it was really a trip for him. He was in heaven. So we go to this first game, we get there early, we go down to like the Rangers dugout area, and there's like a bunch of kids and even a couple of adults, which is kind of funny. I'm like, you really need to back up and let these kids be up there, but whatever. So we're up there, we're waiting. Nothing's happening. And the guy that like works there, that's like standing on the corner, he was like, you're not going to get any autographs here. Like, they don't almost ever do it like this. And we were like, oh, really? Like, bummer. And then right after he said that, Mason and Rush got an autograph from someone. And we were like, oh, well, that was cool. And he only did like 3 kids, which like kind of made me sad. But we were like right on the corner on the dugout. So anyways, we ended up getting 3 guys that came over and did signatures, and they were taking pictures. And it was like a huge win. We were like, oh my God, they told us we weren't going to get any. We got 3. And then there was a dad next to us that actually lives in the Nashville area as well. So we were like chit-chatting, and he said, hey, you know, actually the easiest and best ways to get autographs and pictures and to meet players is to go to their practice. We had no idea. Nothing online had said anything about being able to go to their practices, and their practices are for free, and they're usually like 9, 10 a.m. The games were all at 1 o'clock. So we were like, wait a second, like that's amazing. So the next day we were like, well, we're just going to try it. So we went to the Giants stadium and we went to the Giants practice at 10 in the morning. And it was so legit, you guys. They got so many autographs right there watching on the field. And then cool thing was that Mason had a couple of the Giants' actual baseball cards, and he got to meet one of them and have him sign his actual baseball cards that Mason had, where all the other autographs were on baseballs, I thought that was pretty cool because the chance of like having their card and meeting them in real life to get it signed is like so slim. So he was super juiced on that. And then afterwards, one of the guys that works at the stadium was like, oh yeah, you guys could go outside the stadium around the side. There's like a store, like a giant store. And that's also the door that they come out to go to the parking lot to leave because they were on their way to the Dodgers game. They're playing at the Dodgers stadium that day. So we were like, okay, let's go over there. We went over there. They got a bunch of more autographs, pictures. We got to go shop the store and got a bunch of cute stuff. And it was so fun and so chill, you guys. I would say there was maybe 10, 12 kids in the stadium. And then once we came out and waited over by the parking lot, there was probably like 5 kids. And they do a really good job at the Giants where they have one section that is roped off for 14 and under. So for basically the kids. And then another section for the adults separate. They really try to give their time and their autographs to the kids versus adults. Part of it is because people go do this and then they sell the stuff on eBay. So where the kids, you know, they're like, they're fans, they're excited, they want to keep this stuff. Like Mason would never sell any of the stuff that he got signed. So I thought the Giants did a really good job. And like, listen, we're Bay Area people, so we're Giants and A's fans. Those were like our primary stuff. I mean, so I don't know all the teams, but out of the teams that we did see, the Giants did it really well. I like that the practice was at their actual stadium and it wasn't at practice fields, which I'll explain that in a second. And then they really took the time to autograph, take pictures, and they were nice and personable, and there wasn't that many people there, and it was just really relaxed experience. And then after that we drove to the Dodgers stadium because we were going to that game, Dodgers and Giants. I thought when we booked this, I thought that all the stadiums were going to be close together. I was very wrong. The Giants stadium has the best location. It's in the heart of Old Town Scottsdale. Our hotel, the Hyatt, was like literally a block, like a few blocks down. You could walk. It was less than a mile. It was the best location. It's where all the shopping was, where all the food was, where like the heart of Scottsdale was. The best. The Dodger Stadium was 45 minutes away, past Phoenix into some other area. I forget what it was called, Glendale or something. I was like, this is horrible. So I would definitely do a little bit of research of which teams you care about and try to be close to those teams. I really liked where the Giants were located. So if you're unsure, just end up next to the Giants stadium and you're good. You're going to be next to all the good shopping and food and life. So anyway, so we drive the 45 minutes to the Dodgers stadium. It's like massive. I feel like we walked a mile just to get into the stadium. They share also the area with the White Sox, which I thought was really random. And then they have a bunch of practice fields. So it was like massive. So we go in, we watch the game. I'm sorry, the Dodgers fans are so obnoxious. Okay, probably not all of them, but there was a situation where this guy hit a home run. I completely forgot his name. He's like the best player right now. He's Japanese. I'm gonna get in trouble that I don't even know his name. Anyways, this guy does a home run. This kid gets the home run ball really close to us. Like, we could have almost had the ball. So this kid gets the ball and this adult runs over and grabs it from this kid and takes it. And it becomes this whole drama, obviously, like how horrible. But I just remember thinking like, ugh, like this is not cool. So yeah, I was not a fan of the Dodgers people, and it just felt a little more aggressive of a game. And I didn't like how far it was. So we were actually supposed to go to two Dodgers games. But instead of going to the next Dodgers game, we got tickets and went to a Giants game because it was right next to our hotel. And I really, really, really like the Giants Stadium. I think it was my favorite out of all the stadiums we went to. It was just well done, very well done. So, but then we went, okay, the next morning we're going to go to a Dodgers practice because the kids really wanted the signatures of these guys. One of the players is from Nashville. They were really juiced on. And then this Japanese guy, which I can't remember any of their names. I'm not a baseball person. So anyways, we go. We get there early. We get there right when they open. We walk in. Pretty huge crowd. Like, the Giants practice had like 14 kids, 10 kids, whatever. This one had like at least 50 kids, at least. And then you have to add on all the adults, right? So we go, and there's like this roped area from the building to the actual practice field. And that's where people line up. So it really sucked because you're like, I'm not even watching them practice. I'm just standing here hoping someone will walk and give me an autograph. We waited an hour, you guys, and no one got an autograph. Nobody. And it sucked. Like, they wouldn't even like smile and wave, like nothing. They were just like kind of rude, honestly. I didn't like it. Then when we were leaving, Mason literally like threw his ball over the fence and was like, can you sign this? And the guy caught it and signed it and tossed it back and would not do rushes, Rush being my youngest. And I just... that sucked. Rush started crying, but like proud of Mason that he was like aggressive and like went for the autographs. Like, we left with like one signature and we were like, yay. But it was a bust. Like, I don't know. I just didn't like the vibe of anything the Dodgers did. I didn't like that they had all these practice fields. It made it confusing. It was too many people. None of the players wanted to give any attention. It was just kind of rude. I didn't like it. So we were done with that. Went to the Giants game. Had so much fun. The kids caught a ball. Like, it was just, you know, good vibes. And then Thursday was our free day. And we were going to drive to Sedona and do a hike. Sedona is supposed to be stunning. And I was super excited about that. It was only like less than 2 hours away from where we were, but the weather changed and a cold front came through. And so Thursday, it was like a high of like 40 something in Sedona. And it's funny because it's like less than 2 hours away, but huge difference in weather. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we had really warm, it said high 70s, but it felt like 90. Like, it was so hot. Like, I was in shorts and a tank top every day and like sweating at these games. Getting a tan, like, it was kind of amazing, but hot. Like, we kept being like, there's no way it's 78 degrees. Like, it's way too hot for that. Wednesday was like so hot. We just kept having to like go in the shade and like walk around because it was just so hot in the sun. So the weather was just like, it's weird in Arizona. Like, it's like this extra hot, dry heat versus what we're used to in California or Tennessee. I don't know. It was just different. So when it got colder on Thursday, it was like a huge shift. I was like, I don't think we can do that. So we didn't go on the hike, which I'm kind of bummed about, but also we didn't even have clothes for 40 degrees. Like, we would have been freezing. So we were going to see if there's more practices, but they do blackout days. So take note of this. They do blackout days, which means that there's no practice, no games, no nothing. So there was no practice. And we were like, okay, what are we going to do now? So we had a complete free day, which ended up being nice. We got to go see Old Town, which was cuter than I thought it was going to be. A hot tip, a lot of those stores do carry the sports gear. Some of them are like cooler designs. Some of them are on discount. There was this one big store. I forget the name of it, but it's like on a corner. If you go down there, you wouldn't miss it. And they had everything, A's, Giants, they had even like Warriors, 49ers, they had like all of our teams. So like Rush got like a Warriors hat, like we got some A's gear, we got some Giants stuff, like all sorts of goodies. There's also a store called Baseballism, and they also have the store at the A's stadium. They have it in Old Town. So we went there and Mason got like a t-shirt that had like a line from a baseball movie that he loves and like a cool hat from a player that he loves. So it was like, there was like more unique options and things to buy. My mom got like this really cute vase for me that is handmade. I want to say it was clay or something, but like a local artist made it. So like they have all that kind of stuff down there and restaurants and, you know, good Mexican and all that. So we did a lot of that stuff. They played in the pool and, you know, whatever. And then the last day we had the tickets to the A's Giants game and we went to the practice first. So there was like no info on A's practices online. A lot of the practice info is not online, which is why I'm telling you guys, because we wouldn't have known if it wasn't for this one dad that told us on day one. Like, shout out to him because he made our trip so much better. So we go, we get to, this is actually kind of funny. We get to the A's stadium a little bit before, after nine. They open, their parking lot opens at nine. We roll in, there's nobody there. Like, it's open, but, like, no one's there. And the guy's like, $5 for parking. And we're like, are they practicing? And he's like, they might come around 10:30, but probably not right now. And we're like, ugh, well, that sucks. So then we go, okay. And then the guy goes, well, also, they have practice fields down the road. They're probably there warming up. And we're like, oh, well, that's a good tip. So we leave the stadium and we go down the road to their practice fields and they have like four practice fields. And by the way, beautiful fields. I mean, I saved some videos and stuff in my stories if you want to go look. So we roll in. We can see that the players are like in this building area, but haven't come out into the field yet. So we're just hanging out. The kids are playing catch and they finally come out. And guys, my kids cleaned up so much at this practice. First of all, we were the only kids at first. Halfway through, one other kid came. Like literally there was just our kids. And there was a couple adults, but none of the adults were looking for autographs. They were just there to hang out, watch, whatever. These guys were coming out one, two, three, four at a time and stopping and doing autographs for our boys, taking pictures, like literally right there. Like it was insane. My kids were so excited. I think we got something like 11 autographs or something crazy. And then they started warming up. My kids were like doing the warm-ups on the side with them. Like then we walked over and we watched them doing some little bit of practice. And then it started drizzling, so we left. But, like, the A's practice was so legit. The only thing that annoys me is that, like, it's separate. Like, you got to go to a different practice field to do that versus their actual field. Like, I don't like stuff like that. I like how the Giants had it so simple. Everything was in one place, you know? But the guys were really nice. They were very personable. And that's how I like it. Like, I feel like, and again, like I know that we're Giants and A's fans, but like I'm just being honest. Like I will say the Rangers guys were really nice too. So I will say between all the teams that we saw, like we saw the Cincinnati Reds, the Angels, the Rangers, the Dodgers, like we saw a bunch of different teams. Out of all the teams we saw, the Giants, the A's, and the Rangers were the nicest guys. They were the most, you know, willing to stop and do autographs, take pictures. They were willing to like wave and smile. Like they were the most personable and left me with a good feeling, you know? I mean, the Reds guys were so mean that they would like, you know, they warm up in the outfield between innings and they wouldn't even throw up the ball to the kids. Where the Giants, when they would warm up, they would throw their ball up to the kids, you know? Like it's little stuff like that that you notice as a parent, when you're, you know, you go to these things back to back to back. And it was just odd to me. Like, throw the ball up. Like, I know that, like, it's at the Giants stadium and we're all Giants fans, but, like, throw the ball up. Like, they're just kids, you know? So, yeah. The other thing that, like, annoyed me was, like, when adults would go and catch the ball and take it from the kids. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, come on. So, that was a bit much for me. Unfortunately, when we went to the A's Giants game, this was actually pretty funny. We go in and we walk around, we do a little bit of shopping in the store. We got grass seats. We laid our blankets down and we were just chilling. Justin went and got us a bunch of pizzas and it starts drizzling. And it literally says on the weather app, it says 1 o'clock light rain. And we're like, okay, like it's going to drizzle and then it's going to stop. And it, like 2 seconds before that, it was sunny. Like we were like taking off our sweatshirts because it was getting hot. And we go into the, you know, walkway tunnel in the stadium. They're doing the national anthem and everyone stops in the tunnel and everyone's kind of under there because the rain had started. And we're eating our pizzas afterwards in the tunnel and it starts dumping. Full-blown storm, thunder, lightning, and I'm like, oh no, like our blankets are out there. Like it was a disaster. And we had to, me and Justin had to run in the rain to go get our stuff. My mom and my father-in-law grabbed the kids and met us at the car. The game was canceled. Like it was hilarious. And we were all soaked and we were supposed to go to the airport. So that was interesting. I didn't even know that it really rains in the desert. Who knew? But, so I guess be prepared for weather changes. But I will say, well, usually it's really warm. So you're like in shorts and t-shirts and tank tops and all that. On Thursday, it did cool off a little bit. So I was in jeans, but like still warm, you know? And then even on Friday, it was colder in the morning. And then we were like taking our sweatshirts off. The sun had came out. It felt like a good vibe. And then boom, the storm hit us. And that was it. So for the most part with Arizona for spring training, you can expect it to be nice. You know, what else can I tell you? I think just knowing about the practices is clutch. Planning your games ahead of time, but then also kind of see where they're located. Like I hated how far the Dodger Stadium was. We went to the Angels Stadium, was in a pretty good location. Giants was by far the best. The A's from where our hotel was, I think it was like 20-minute drive. So it wasn't bad, but it was kind of in like a random area. But I guess the A's stadium is like vintage. Like it has been there for like 60 years or something crazy. So that was kind of cool. I think they did a good job keeping it looking really nice, but you could tell it was like in the ghetto. Do you know what I mean? Like it was not in a good area of town. Not saying like don't go to an A's game, but just you don't try to like get a hotel next to the A's game. You know, like that's unnecessary. Between Scottsdale and Phoenix, I really like Scottsdale. We didn't do much in Phoenix, but that's obviously where the airport is and all that. The cutest everything was in Scottsdale. The restaurants, the shops, the walking around, the scenery, the really cool baseball fields. Like when we went to the Angels Stadium, there was like this beautiful like rock mountain in the view of this, you know? So it's like, I like stuff like that. I think it's a really cool experience. If you even halfway like baseball, especially if your kids are into it, like my kids, my little guy was like, whatever, he's more of an NBA kid, but he was still excited to get autographs and he's still like a big sports kid. Mason was literally in heaven, you guys. And we came back and he was just playing baseball hours on end. He actually had double practice yesterday and practiced before and practiced after, and like in between he'll like play basketball, which is really funny. But I was a huge fan. It was a really fun trip. It was something different. You know, we typically do the beach vacations, which I get it. We all want to be in the sand and the beach and the sun and the ocean. But like we got the sun and the kids got to play in the pool. Like, I came back with a base tan. Like, I feel content. And it was a cool experience. Like, and it's so funny because halfway through I had to say to the boys, like, this isn't normal. Like, most of the kids here did not get autographs like you did. Like, I need you to understand. There was also this really cool part in Old Town. It's like a free museum kind of small thing you could walk in. And in the back of it, they have some sports stuff. And they had mostly actually A's and Giants. And it was pretty cool to see. So they got to see like a Willie Mays jersey or I don't know, all these. I don't know anything baseball. But they were pumped on that also. They got a bunch of baseball cards. Like, you would walk into the stadium. They, you know, the Giants one, there was a lady handing out one baseball card to each kid. It was really sweet. At the A's games, they were giving out like free packs of summer league cards, and they were pumped on that. They brought a bunch back for their friends. You know, I just, the people that work at the stadiums were fairly nice and can answer questions. So, like, that's how we learned about going around to the other side to see the players coming out for the parking lot. Like, we wouldn't have known that if the guy working there didn't tell us, you know. Same thing with the A's. Like, when we were in the parking lot and the guy said go to their practice fields, like, we wouldn't have known that, you know. So I just think if you go, you know, don't feel weird to like ask the people that work there, because they know so much more than the internet will tell you. Like, the internet is so basic. It just tells you like the game times and like buy a ticket. The other thing I'll say is we had actual seats for the first game. And then all the other games, we did lawn seating, and I had these like huge outdoor blankets. I brought two of them. And I liked the grass seating so much more because you could just lay down, you could stretch your legs out. The kids could run up to the fence and try to get balls. You're there for home run hits. It was just a little more relaxing with kids, where like sitting in a seat with kids is hard. They like don't want to sit. They want to sit next to mommy. They're moving around. They want to sit on top of you, you know. But obviously you get a better view if you're in an actual seat. So I think it's kind of cool to do it both ways. But I was a big fan of the lawn seating. And it's like, you have your lawn area and then you like go walk around. Like, it's not like you're stuck there. So, you know, we kind of got to go to like the bullpen and like see them warming up. And, you know, you can kind of just like walk around. And before the games, you can also go early. I mean, our whole plan initially was to go early to every game to get autographs. And that works also, but it's easier if you can make it to the practices, because you have way less competition. I mean, you're talking 10 kids versus 100 kids, you know? Like, even if you're an hour early to the game, you're competing with a huge crowd of people. So I'm huge fan of the practices. Go to the games you want to go to. You know, have fun with it. I really liked the area we were in, Scottsdale. I don't really know Arizona that well. This is my first time, so I can just go off of what I saw. I'm sure there's like good parts of Phoenix too, but I really like Scottsdale. It was well done, and good Mexican and good food, and it had kind of a little bit of everything. So yeah, we had a great trip. I highly recommend, if you want to do it, do it. The other funny thing is, when we booked it, we booked Arizona because that's all we've ever known, living in California. But then after we booked it, we realized that there's also spring training in Florida. So all the West Coast teams, for the most part, go to Arizona, and the East Coast teams go to Florida. The ones in the middle kind of split up, right? Like, the Cubs were actually in Arizona or whatever. And like the Rangers were in Arizona, but then the Astros, I think, went to Florida, for example. So I don't know. It's kind of interesting. So if you're more of an East Coast person, then go to Florida. More of a West Coast person, you go to Arizona. Our teams are West Coast, so that made the most sense. I'm also just, Arizona seemed like a cooler vibe than Florida. I don't know. I haven't done the Florida one though, but it would be cool to experience it. And then the funny thing is, my little guy was like, well, we need to go to Summer League now. Summer League being the NBA version of spring training. and it's like pre-preseason, and they all go to Vegas and they play a bunch of games before the preseason games start. And I'm like, oh my gosh, is this my life now? I'm just going to go around to sporting stuff. But like, you know, we've got all boys and they're really into sports, and I'm here for it. I'd rather they be into sports than like, you know, video games or whatever. So I'm down with it. It's a good hobby for now. And they're the perfect ages for this kind of stuff. And I'd rather do sports than like Disneyland, you know, like I'm not, we haven't even done Disney yet. We're not Disney people. Maybe at some point we will. I feel like we have to at one point just to like say we did it for like the sake of their childhood. But I would rather spend the money and like go to Cabo. I don't know. That's just me. But yeah, I mean, I had a lot of fun. I think we all had a lot of fun. I think mostly just like seeing how excited they were to like meet these players and hang out with these players was really cool. So I hope that this helps. I have all of the stories, the highlight in my highlights, so you can definitely circle back at any point to see them. And it's a fun spring break idea for sure.